When it comes to the replacement vehicle for its popular Alliant government-wide acquisition contract, the General Services Administration is being super careful. For Alliant 2, it has conducted a series of requests for information with industry. John Cavadillas is the lead contracting officer for Alliant 2. He explains why GSA did so much research before issuing the request for proposals, coming soon, for a vehicle which agencies will eventually spend tens of billions of dollars.
We find the best way to get information from both industry and also government agencies is by doing it as we go along with our own independent research, in that we'll throw out a request for information. And our first one was out there in late October 2014, where we can start to get a feel of the capabilities of industry, what they think about some of our ideas for what we want to include in this follow-on GWAC. And we get all types of responses by going out fully open through Federal Business Ops. And sometimes that's just not enough to get an email, so we invite contractors to also speak to us face-to-face, one-on-one, with members from their companies, so we could understand better where they're coming from. Because GSA looks at the contractor itself more as an industry partner, because it's really the success of the industry partner and the government agency that's going to make this contract work. So we don't want to go out there blindly. So we have the luxury of time. So we've spent actually almost a year out there doing everything we can do to communicate to industry and get their feedback, comments, recommendations, and we get a lot of gold nuggets out of it.
Now, Alliant 2 is not really scheduled to come into play for several more years, right? What is the status of Alliant 1 right now?
Alliant 1 is completing its seventh year, 2 years into the option period. So we actually started this process, started our own research a couple of years ago. And we believe that we'll be ready for a final or official RFP release in the months to follow. And it is a long process, and we do anticipate delays for all types of reasons. So this might be awarded as soon as 2017.
Okay, and so, but Alliant itself goes to 2019 if it needs to, correct?
Right. It goes to 2019.
And I guess while we're at this, we should let those people that may not regularly use Alliant know exactly what it covers and what kinds of products and commodities that agencies can obtain from it.
The type of task orders that are typically issued off it are IT help desk, big data, cybersecurity, data center consolidation, digitalization, imaging, enterprise resource planning, Internet of Things, IPv6 migration and upgrades, outsourcing all types of IT services, software development. Pretty much it covers the whole spectrum of integrated IT services solutions.
And Alliant's been pretty popular, both the unrestricted and the small business versions.
Right. Both of them have been quite successful, and they've been on a pattern of growth since they've been around, since fiscal year 2009. Their growth is now up to $22 billion of total value. That includes the $10 billion of obligations and the $12 billion of commitments. And Alliant Small Business has obligated about $4 billion in obligations, and their total value is about $7 billion. So, and that's before the end of the seventh year of it. So it's been very, very successful. Between the two, about 1,000 task orders have been issued off of both of those contracts.
John Cavadillas is the procurement contracting officer for the Alliant 2 unrestricted GWAC that is about to have an RFP issued. And so, in all of the types of services that you mentioned that agencies have been buying off Alliant 1, I imagine there's been a pretty significant migration in what it is agencies tell you they want from the follow-on. Because by now, I mean, if you haven't made the shift to IP version 6 and so forth, you may never do it.
Right. We do have an agency client group that we established in late 2014 so that we could get information from the agencies, because essentially this contract vehicle, this GWAC, represents every agency out there with an information technology budget. So we're always in touch with especially Department of Defense, because they comprise over 50% of the activity that goes on these GWACs. So it's very important to us what they want, what they think, and you know what would make this contract better going forward on a follow-on. So with this contract, essentially it's the same scope, only we've expanded it in certain ways where we'll account for emerging technologies, because what's emerging today will be legacy tomorrow, and the speed and rate of emerging to legacy is accelerating. So we want this contract to be able to be relevant as the years go by in the term of the contract itself.
Now, in the most recent round of market research questions for industry, looking at the industry side now, you asked for a whole bunch of new topics that you hadn't asked for before. And one of them I wanted to ask you about is agency diversity. What is that, and how is that relevant to building the Alliant 2 RFP?
What we're seeking here is we're seeking to allow potential offerers to gain additional points, if I may use that term, in the proposal stage, in the source selection stage, if they have experience with anywhere from one to however many agencies. For Alliant to be successful, the contractor pool would need to have the capabilities to do work for various agencies out there, whether it's Department of Navy, whether it's Homeland Security. We have, there's always an argument how many agencies we really have out there. We found about 100 top-level agencies, and that confuses folks out there, as I realize from the feedback I'm getting back, which tells me I need to clarify this part of the requirement. Simply stating that, for example, Department of Navy is a top-level agency, and it has a bunch of bureaus and departments and divisions. And so, in other words, SPAWAR is a part of Department of Navy. And so if someone has experience dealing with SPAWAR, then they would get credit for Department of Navy. So if somebody has experience with a part of Homeland Security, one of the many bureaus of Homeland Security, they would get credit, sort of a bonus type of credit for having that agency. So they get more credit. So because Alliant is an interagency, we show that there is value for those contractors out there that have experience with these various agencies. And that's simply what we're trying to capture.
Any other interesting types of criteria that you're trying to capture in this latest round of market research? Because it looked like that one you said would be the final one.
Yes, I did say it would be the final one, but while I even write that, I know it may not be the final one. At this point, I do know that I'm going to want to and need to reveal additional information on changes that occurred between the point of our intense market research. For example, we personally interviewed about 250 companies in a period of 1 month, and we gained a lot of information from our contractors out there where we were able to make changes into the first draft, which was released in March 31st of 2015. So I'm going to continue to release information and probably seek some feedback. So my mention of it being the final RFI or the final draft could change. We have many internal stakeholders also on Alliant 2, so it's very possible that I'm going back out again for more information. And once again, as you can see, we have the luxury of time. So as long as I could keep the schedule intact, I may still be going out. What I did on the last RFI was I did throw out a few things out there, very limited information, just to get a feel of what industry thought. And we're reviewing those remarks. We got about 100 remarks by email on that last RFI, just over a few days. It was about a week ago I sent it out. So from there we could change our mind and make other decisions on this contract. That's why we do market research in the manner that we do it. We come up with an idea, we go out to the public, we get remarks, and then we go back to the table, we rework certain sections of the contract, and then we go back out, and we might get more suggestions where we continue to improve on this vehicle. Because the goal is to create a vehicle that is workable with industry and that does satisfy the needs of the federal agencies.